Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Economic myths and economist Milton Friedman.
Someone once wrote, and I'm not sure who it was, that a myth is like an air mattress. There's nothing in it, but it's wonderfully comfortable. And deflation causes an uncomfortable jolt.
Some economists argue that the traditional social safety net is neither safe nor much of a net.
Well, the U.S. Senate isn't arguing, but it's refusing to vote extensions on unemployment benefits for millions of workers. That's not very comfortable.
As the air rushes out of the cushion for jobless Americans, we ask a simple question.
Where is the bottom?
And just who is about to hit it?
On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, July 6th. And the safety net, or the mattress, as Milton Friedman said.
I love that analogy. You know, he didn't know who said it.
Right. Does it matter?
That's probably the only thing he ever said, right? You didn't know who said it. Let's get a check of the morning's top news stories. We're going to be examining those unemployment numbers, by the way, a little bit later. But this morning, some new numbers in the Gulf. Broken promises and BP. Kind of creepy how they go together. Huh? In the 11 weeks since the oil's been gushing into the Gulf of Mexico, BP has only skimmed or burned about 60% of the oil it promised regulators it was going to remove every single day.
Wow.
That's according to the Washington Post. Now there's word that every Gulf Coast state has been touched by the leak, with tar balls the size of ping pong balls washing up on Texas beaches. The stormy weather isn't helping things. Choppy seas have grounded the fleet of skimmers for another day. For most of the country, it'll be another day of cold drinks and strong air conditioning. The forecasts call for temperatures in the 90s from Maine to Texas and as high as 102 along the East Coast. Utility companies are bracing for the highest usage in years as people get back to work from the Independence Day weekend. And tomorrow is forecast to be the most humid day of the stretch.
President Obama meets with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House later this morning. The goal is to jumpstart peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians. But two reports this morning highlight how difficult that's going to be. First of all, an Israeli human rights group says settlements now control more than 42% of the West Bank. And the New York Times says the American Treasury helps sustain the settlements through tax breaks on donations that support them. Former Middle East negotiator Aaron David Miller tells the BBC President Obama has his work cut out for him.
Barack Obama is going to have to apply this process with a lot of honey and a lot of vinegar, and he's going to have to use it on both sides.
Honey and vinegar together don't taste good. Yesterday, Israel eased its blockade of the Gaza Strip to allow in virtually all consumer goods. Friends and family will say goodbye this morning to West Virginia Senator Robert Byrd. A funeral will be held in Virginia, where Byrd will be buried alongside his wife, Emma, who died in 2006. The couple will be moved later and reburied in West Virginia once family members can work out a location. And Congress is on its 4th of July recess this week, leaving more than a million Americans to sweat out next week's vote on a bill to extend unemployment benefits. Joining us now is Michelle Ives. She received her last unemployment benefits check last month. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Michelle, the senators are saying they can't extend unemployment indefinitely. At what point do you think the government should stop offering unemployment benefits?
Oh, until I find a job.
That's a good answer.
No, I would say, I mean, it would have to drop at least at, what, maybe 7%. I mean, until then, there's just so many people. I mean, I know that's probably really optimistic, but...
Until it drops another 2%. Well, Michelle, I'll stay with us. We'll talk to you about this more in just a moment. Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are up, and so are futures. The Dow will start at 9,686, the S&P at 1,022, the NASDAQ opens at 2,091. And coming up, we're talking about ruin porn. You know what that is?
I'm a little scared to ask. What is it?
You know, it's going and intentionally taking photographs of the worst, most devastated parts of a city in order to feed into this fascination for ruins. We're going to talk about whether or not there's a distinction between journalism and art when it comes to ruin porn later this hour.
Just got this response on our website from George. How dare Congress go on vacation while hundreds of thousands of Americans are on the brink of losing their homes? We'll talk about that in a moment.